Human lives are precious. Everyone holds something or someone dear. Everyone has a purpose they strive for, and everyone has values they'd like to uphold. But the best part about being human is the fact that life is ever-changing. We can enjoy a fresh start anytime we want, and sometimes all it takes is two verses from a holy book. Louis was born in London and raised in the care of his loving parents as a Jew. As a child, he attended all of the major religious festivals and visited the synagogue almost every weekend. Louis had his bar mitzvah at 13 and continued to practice until he was a young adult. However, that wasn't actually his first religion. At 18, Louis found music and it attracted him. He played songs, and in no time, he was out on the street banging drums with friends and collecting an audience. Louis says, "The way of life was a musician. This was my first religion. Music, for many people in the West, is like a god. This was my god." Slowly but steadily, Louis started going viral as a musician, and his songs were the hot new covers for many in his town. While some may have enjoyed the fame, it quickly started going downhill for Louis. His mental health was in shambles. He was confused whether music was actually what he wanted to pursue and didn't know the direction his life was headed. Basically, the more success that came towards him, the more dissatisfied and unhappy he was. Louis felt as if the weight of the world was on his shoulders. It suffocated him. His chest was tight, and stressful was the only feeling he felt for a long time. At a moment in time, a Muslim brother gifted Louis a copy of the Holy Quran translated in English. Louis wasn't looking to change faith, but he was confused and searching for peace. One night, while watching TV, he landed on BBC and watched their narrative of the secret life of things. It talked about evolution, the synchronized pattern of growth that hadn't changed for hundreds of millions of years, and how pristine the order of all chaos was. Louis found it fascinating. He says, "I just saw it was amazing. This for me confirmed that there had to be a creator behind it, because there was perfect order in the creation of the universe." From here, he didn't know where to go. On one hand, Louis didn't know any faith besides his music and the one he was raised with, that is Judaism. But he had a copy of the Holy Quran. It was sitting idle on the shelf. Why not put it to good use and read it? He thought. Quickly, he got the Mus'haf out and started reciting the Surah Al-Fatiha. Then he read Surah Baqarah. And as soon as he read the 11th and 12th ayah, he was mind blown. The verses hit home. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 11 and 12, "And when it is said to them, 'Do not cause corruption on the earth,' they say, 'We are but reformers.' Unquestionably, it is they who are the corruptors, but they perceive it not." Louis says, "I was around a lot of these kinds of people at this time. In the music industry, they try to show you that they want the best for you, but all they want is money and fame and success." The words of the Holy Quran had a strong effect on Louis. Out of 6,348 verses of the Holy Quran, Louis fell in love with Islam in just two. Subhanallah. Louis started reciting the Quran any chance he got. He took it to his bus commute every day, read it while on a break in the studio and at home until he had completely covered the book. While reading the Holy Quran, Louis felt light, free as a bird, as if the weight of the world was lifted from his shoulders. The feeling was strange, but lovely, and that was the only green signal he needed. Louis went to the closest masjid he could find, and in his shaggy musician look requested that he wanted to convert to Islam. For a second, the Muslim men in the masjid were skeptical, but they welcomed Louis with open arms and took him to the imam. In his supervision, Louis testified his faith to Islam and said the Shahada. He was officially a Muslim man and for his first task as a Muslim, he changed his name to Ismail. Brother Ismail says, "As soon as I said the Shahada, I felt as if a weight was lifted off my shoulders. All the problems I had before with certain people, I just felt as if there wasn't any problem anymore. I didn't know what I did to deserve the guidance of Allah. None of us could be grateful enough for it." Ismail rejoiced at the peace his new faith brought, but his tests weren't over yet. He still had to tell his parents. Brother Ismail sat them down one day and finally ripped off the bandage. As he expected, the news wreaked havoc on his family. His Jewish mother cried as if she just heard that Louis had died. He tried consoling her, but it was of no use. They were loving parents, and their sadness devastated Ismail. However, he stood firm on his decision to become a Muslim and went with the flow of his parents' attitude towards him. After some time, he married his love, and together, the couple had a son named Ibrahim. Ibrahim was a straw that broke the camel's back and allowed his grandparents to reconcile with their son. Ismail was finally on good terms with his parents, and it felt like he was actually living now. He makes time to read the Holy Quran every day now. Subhanallah. May Allah bless him infinitely. Ameen.